This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rosdahl. Lost in the economic hubbub of last week, the Fed's interest rate specifically was good news from real estate. February housing starts were way up, and when you throw in the fact that both consumers and home builders are feeling more confident than they have in years, you might as well say that people are in a buying mood. Only one thing missing, though: homes for sale. Aaron Schrank reports.
It's not like builders aren't trying. Last month, new home construction hit its highest level since the recession. But we're still not building houses like we used to.
The amount of new construction today is only about 65% of the long-term average, so we have a ways to go.
That's Ralph McLaughlin, chief economist at Trulia. And when it comes to existing homes, he says,
inventory is near historic lows.
As in its lowest level since 1999, according to the National Association of Realtors. The group's Jessica Lout says that's making things especially hard for millennials and other new buyers to break into the market.
The homes that are being constructed are not the affordable first-time homebuyer homes. In many metropolitan areas, inventory is so tight, so even if demand is there, it's difficult for them to get into the market.
And it may get harder and even more expensive. Even though interest rates are barely ticking up, mortgage rates have been climbing.
If people are confident that they can buy and they're getting into the buying market, that's going to actually push them off the fence because they're going to want to lock in before rates rise too high.
But rising mortgage rates can work the other way too, says Elliot Eisenberg. He's the founder of economic consulting firm Laughs and Graphs.
The problem is that there'll be fewer houses available for sale a little bit because people won't let go of their old mortgage to buy a new one, to get a new house.
So it's not a bad time to buy a house, but first you've got to find one. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.